نوروز سپیشال. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Today is the last day of the Iranian year 1401. Interestingly, the start of the new Iranian year and the spring of nature nearly coincide with the start of the spring of the Noble Quran, the blessed month of Ramadan. In view of this, we have prepared a series in 8 parts to briefly dwell upon the traditions of Nowruz in Iran. We hope that you will enjoy this series. Winter has come to the end with all its hardships. The trees are blossoming and the sweet song of birds can be heard everywhere alongside the blowing of the spring breeze. Nowruz has been blended with indelible memories as it corresponds with the revival of nature. No doubt, spring is the most beautiful season of the year. If you happen to travel to Iran in late February and early March, you will experience a different trip. The climate of cities and villages is memorable in these days, as you will see people getting prepared for the coming of spring and Nowruz in a lively manner. You will see some buying new clothes or furniture, while others are engaged in the traditional custom of house cleaning. Even the shopkeepers try to tidy up their shops, and municipalities beautify streets and parks with various items. These are all done to welcome spring and Nowruz. It is noteworthy that Iranians and the adherents of Nowruz in different countries believe that house cleaning is a symbol of cleaning the heart from pollutions, grudges, and evil characteristics. Western travelers have also pointed to the nice custom of house cleaning in Iran before Nowruz. One of them was Jacob Edward Pollack, who lived in early 19th century and had taken a trip to Iran. He has written down his experience of traveling to Iran and says that the Iranian people are busy several days before Nowruz to clean their houses and neighborhood to get ready for the coming of spring. Rich families often change their furniture, while middle class and low income families only clean their houses and the existing furniture. Different sources are believed to exist for Nowruz tradition. Some researchers maintain that it has its roots in myths, such as the return of the spirits of the dead. Farvahar meant spirit in ancient Iran. Over 4,500 years ago, the Aryan people living in Iran believed that the spirit departs from the body and continues its life somewhere else after death. This was while most of the peoples on planet Earth were engaged in idolatry and maintained that human being is made up of only the physique and there is no metaphysical reality. Farvahar returns in spring to usher in the revival of spirits and new life. Hence, the naming of the first month of the Iranian calendar year is Farvardin. We read in some of the mythical texts that Farvahar will not let the individual alone until he or she is deviated from the right path and is indulged in sins. At that moment, Farvahar will depart the sinner. The tradition of house cleaning or replacing of old utensils and furniture is a kind of welcoming the spirit of the dead in the first days of spring and Nowruz. Islam, as the last divine religion, has emphasized being cleanness. A very famous hadith from the Prophet of Islam reads, "Cleanness is part of faith." It means that being clean is a sign of a faithful. Dear listeners, Iranians maintain another nice custom which has its roots in their religious beliefs. This custom is visiting the graveyards on the last Thursday of the year to recite the Noble Quran and pray for the dead. On this day, cemeteries throughout the country are full of people who are praying for their dead and dusting the tombs of the dead and washing them with water or rose water. Among these graves, the graves of the martyrs are of great significance for the believers, as they were the people who willingly sacrificed their life for the security and comfort of others. Above all, many people try to attend the shrine of a descendant of the Prophet known as Imamzadeh somewhere in their city or nearby. This way, people try to get spirituality from the tomb of that Imamzadeh and start their new year with a tinge of spirituality and attention to God and lofty values. Yet, the busiest place in these days in Iran is the holy mausoleum of Imam Reza, peace upon him, in Mashhad. Millions of lovers rush to Mashhad to perform pilgrimage to the celestial shrine of the Prophet's eighth infallible successor. This way, they pray for all Muslims across the world and seek intercession with Imam Reza, peace upon him, to solve their problems and the problems of Muslims all over the world. We hope that you and we will have a fruitful year and God will be satisfied with us. Amen.